we find one of the Ikki Yesodis in Avodas Hashem and Tefillah seems to be a very sharp machlokes in two places. On the one hand, we have a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches. It says that Rabbi Yossi said, "Bichelki begoyim mehalav b'chol yoyim," that my chelik should be together with the people that are goyim mehalav every day. And the Gemara says, "Eini v'ama mar ha'ayim mehalav b'chol yoyim ha'izem mecharev ha'megadif," that a person who says halal every day, he's a mecharev ha'megadif. So our answers, you're right, this is halal, this is Pesukah de Zimra. So the Gemara makes it clear that halal needs to be done at very infrequent times. Halal needs to happen only in extraordinary nace. Anything other than that is not appropriate. Pesukah de Zimra is a different type of nusach, and that's okay. There doesn't seem any machloikas with that. Medrash Rabbah and Dvarim Beis on Bechol Nafshecha. Medrash Rabbah says that Reb Meir Omer al kol neshimo neshima shadamala chayev lekaleis es yisroi shenema kol haneshama tahal ko haluka. So he says, Reb Meir says that on every neshima that a person gives, breathes, he's supposed to say halal to Akadosh Baruch Hu. And he says the word, he says Torah Lekalis, but Lemaisa, he brings a pasuk of Tehalal. Kol Neshima Neshima is as frequent as you can get. Doesn't seem to be Machlaikas over here because the Gemara doesn't answer the Vama Mar, Reb Meir, Reb Yossi. The Gemara doesn't seem to make it a Machlaikas over there. Al Kapanim, there seem to be a very, very strong stira. Is a person supposed to be Mahalal always? Or is a person not allowed to be mahal always? This machlokes goes into is really into the fundamentals of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria and understanding where and when we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'd like to try to learn up a bracha that we make every day and understand something about the nature of the bracha, which is highly unusual. The Gemara in Brachas lists all of the Birchas HaShachar. Birchas HaShachar is something that is done every day. And the Gemara says, even though these are on things that are dark or shel olam, this is a normal, even though the Birchas Shevach, but even though it affects every single person, every single person makes the brach, you know, these are things we go through every day, Zekev Kfufim, Malb Sharumim, etc. But Lemaisa, we pass it's Darkish Olam, and even if the person didn't hit a Sechvi, even if the person can't get out of bed, V'chulu, you make these brachas. Because at the end of the day, these brachas are the routine of the world. The first bracha that one is expected to make, it says Kadmisar, when a person awakens. And so this is when you sort of open your eyes, you make a lekai neshama. Now, in the flow of the Gemara, it's listed as one of the brachas, and one would expect the bracha to be, like for instance, pokeach ivrim, mach se neshamas v'kar mesim. So bracha tasham lekeinu malcholam, mach se neshamas v'kar mesim would be the appropriate nusach. We have a long nusach over here, and the nusach over here seems to digress in things that are totally irrelevant. We start alakai neshama shenasata be tahirahi, which is also interesting. Does the Torah he have anything to do with the etzim nusach lebracha? Is there something? It's another shevach that's correct, but here it's the mashmos is kilu. This is something which is very, very fundamental to the bracha, but okay. Ata vrosa ati yetzarta tanfachta bi, vata meshamer bekirbi. So that at least fits into the general pattern. Akadosh Baruch Hu has given us a neshama. Akadosh Baruch Hu keeps it in us, makes sure it stays in us, keeps us alive. Okay. Vata osed litmeni ulachzir bilosed lovei. And there's going to be Misa and Tchias HaMeisim. I mean, why is that Minyan Shel Debracha? What shaykhus does it have with the bracha of, I mean, Pakeach Ivrim, we don't say Malbisha Rumim, all of them. I mean, Malbisha Rumim, then it says, you know, Aram Yatzazim Betanimi, and Aram Ashuv Sham. What's the, and then Kol's Man Shasham Bekirbis, okay, so now, so but I do have the Shaman now, I'll be Mayra Kaddish Baruch Hu. What is that about? I mean, yes, I mean, if you're Mesim Achofshim for Mitzvahs, what's that telling me? This bracha is the first bracha that the Yid is supposed to make. We have the different little bit of Seder with the Sidayim, but B'chol Eifin, Kat Misar is the first bracha in a sense. It's meant to be one of that long string of brachas. Its nusach is seems to digress so much and talk about things that are really so irrelevant to the etzim birchas hashevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, during the Neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're mafkid Neshama's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he gives back to us in the day. So fine, this is the way it should be expressed. So, let's try and learn up and understand a little bit the fundamentals we're being taught over here. Let's go back to the first point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself in the Bria through two oifanim. We say HaMechadish betuvoi bechol yom tamid. Every single day there is chidush. But that chidush is tamid. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world of natural order, of teva, and the gilui of Elokus in that world is in its tamidus, its consistency, constancy, immutability. The fact that it's a world where the laws of nature always stay fixed, exactly the way they are. They never change. Poil emes shapolosi emes. So everything is exactly the way it was made in Bria's Olam, and that's the way it continues forever. Umeshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, Uama Vayehi, and it's everything is la'ad olam elam. Everything stands the way it is. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebach. We do express emunah. And we say, even though it's so constant, it would seem that it's an innate mahalach, that the laws of nature are because they are, no shaykhaz of the Bayer Olam. We say that it's all toli b'tzayin Hashem, it's all tamid, and that's how we understand it. So it's the first pillar of a lekus revealed in the Bria is through the immutability and the tamidus of the physical Bria and physical nature. If somebody comes along and says halal every day, he's really, really being mafkia that. What he's saying is, in effect, is that the Bria is very, very shaky, and it's a nes gadol that the sun came this morning. It's a nes nigla that everything rolls downhill, not uphill. V'chein halas adaba. The person is a mechorif and a godif, and it's not good. Then there's a second pillar. When we take a look at inanimate objects in the Bria, a stone, let's take an example. A rock is a rock. It stays in one place because that's where it was put, and it'll stay that way unless something comes to change it. When we move up the ladder, and let's take a second, let's go to animal life. Animal life is alive, not because it was alive, but because it is alive. If an animal breathed yesterday, and it's not breathing today, it's not alive. It requires a new pa'ula every single moment. And that new pa'ula expresses itself most visibly in nishima, in breathing. There's also the circulation of blood, and there's many, many other chemical processes that happen in a person. But the one that's most visible is the breathing. Halachically, the breathing is the significant marker of life. It says, Koil Ashruach Neshama Ba'apoy, everything that has in it ruach neshama. So breathing is the act that is that requires constant change. So chiyus expressed by breathing is something which is constant chiddush, and with the head of Rebbeinu Shalom's giving of chiyus to the bria by its constant replenishing, by the fact there's a breath and another breath and another breath. So each and every single breath marks another Gilul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have a second track that is diametrically opposite the first track, and that track is life, and we will call it in the Shema breathing, because breathing is the strongest expression of life, and it dafka expresses its divinity from the constant chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a breath and a breath and a breath and a breath. I would like to be medayik even the Lashon Chazal. The Lashon Chazal is called Neshima Veshima She'odom Ma'ale. The word no shame, which is the word for breathing, sort of denotes a constant rhythm, an automatic process, in which case it sort of reverts back to a regular process that's kind of, you know, it's set and it keeps going. Ma'ale, called Shem Shoda Ma'ale, refers to a labored breathing. The person is ma'ala neshima. He sort of has to bring out a breath. So the nuance of ma'ala neshima, shim shada ma'ala, seems to imply that there is a certain, each breath is not taken for granted, each breath is new, each breath is its own pula. So we have two pillars of the Bria. One is the pillar of consistency, the pillar of what stays, and that's the physical, the inanimate and the physical part of the Bria. And we have a second chelik, which is life in the Bria. The first chelik is something that belongs to Kolo'i Mahal B'chol Yoim. He's Mecharev Megadif. And Psuka de Zimri was given as the expression of Shabbat for that. Yes, on a rare occasion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps out and shows that he's really the Balabas of Teva. But the Bria of Teva was made to Meshbech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on its regularity. And then there are occasions, then there's another Mahalach, which is called the Mahalach of Neshima, of life. And over there, the Shevach is Dafka, each one separately, to recognize that there is no automatic, there's no regularity, everything requires a new Maisa of breathing. I want to go through the Bracha a little bit. The Neshama Shenesata Bi, all the other Brachas are referring to the sort of regularity, the darker shel olam, the seder olam, the normal mahalach, and therefore we just mark the things and so on. A person opens his eyes and he feels a breath of life. So atam misham, so the person has to be meshabeach hashbroch or something else. And from the fact that a person is the person's neshama stops misa and it comes back again, that drives home the point that when I'm breathing now, each breath is a separate unit. If we just know a person died, we'd say okay, like a rock disintegrates, but we see that breath is withheld, and at the tkufa that it's withheld, there is no life. And then it comes back again. So the chiddush of the neshama. The chiddush each time, it drives home the point that even when the person is still breathing regularly, each neshima is a chiddush. Each neshima is a mini tchias ha-meisim. And therefore, it's bazev lomar al zeh. From the tchias ha-meisim, we learn that the regularity of breathing is not part of the regular seder, but it's all called neshima neshima, because each neshima is almost as if it's a chiddush, and therefore mishabeach it. There's a gersa here in the Riba Yaka. The Riba Yaka was the Rebbe of the Ramban, and the primary mefarish, him with the Avodram, primary mefarish of Tfilah. He has a gersa, kol zman shaneshama tluya bikirbi. Now, and he makes note of it. He brings a pasuk, he explains it. The word tolui is similar to the English word to haver. In other words, the neshama is never mechuber really to the guf. It's always sort of hovering above it. It means that neshama is never become part of that fixed regular pattern that we're talking about, and we are sort of it's become natural. The neshama is always chiddush, and therefore kol zman shaneshama bikirbi tluya bikirbi. So this bracha is a bracha that has to be different than the other brachas. The other brachas deal with the seder ha'olam, which is to be regular, fixed, automatic as far as the eye sees, and neshama is something, neshima, a life, is something that's supposed to be, it's supposed to be unique, it's supposed to be discrete. Every single breath is a discrete breath of life. Maybe that's also the pshat, why tahirihi. Things that tuma affects things that are contiguous. Something touches something that's tummy, something's mechubah to something that's tummy. But when each piece is individual, so if chas v'shalom somebody's metame is nefesh one moment, the next moment is a new nefesh, and the moment after is a nefesh, and after that, it's running water, and therefore, what does it remains tahar because of the nature of a neshama and what it is, that's how it always stays tahar. So we have two mehalchim in the Bria. Each mehalach has its own form of hilul and shevach and how we're supposed to relate to it. The way we've explained it, we're talking about a certain physical reality. Even the neshima, we're talking about the physical. I'd like to move it up to a parallel track and talk about the olam haruchni. If we're to ask ourselves, what is the olam, the maila, what's the best description of avodas Hashem in the olam haruchni? So we'd also have to divide between the physical maisim of the maisa mitzvah to the ruchniistic infusion of it. Maisa mitzvahs, the maila lies in the temidus. The person always did it. Raglim lichzis beis hamedrash. Everything is automatic to me. Everything takes place without issue, without argument. Just the temidus of the avodas Hashem, that is the maila of the pu'ulos of maisa mitzvah. But if you're talking about the neshama of the mitzvah, you're talking about the chiyus of the mitzvah, then regularity is something that is the hefech of it. The fact that a person every single day puts on a talis and puts on tefillin, that is a maila. But if the person does not have a new tam in it, a new chiyus, then it's dead. Life is defined by the fact that every moment is unique and every moment justifies itself. So anything that we're talking about, the neshama of something, the life of something, we're talking about the chiyus of something, and that is bedafka because it's new, it's unique, it's different. The teva dvarim is things become old. Things become, you know, the way they were. That's how they keep going. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Rosh Hashanah, which is the Zman of Chiddush. Chazal say, B'Chodesh HaShvi, B'Yachad HaChodesh, B'Chodesh HaZeh Techatshu Ma'aseichem. This Chodesh is when you are going to be Mechadesh HaMaisim. The Chiddush HaMaisim, the koyach of chidush, lies in Rosh Hashanah. B'tchad Shema Seichem sort of is on a very superficial level. It's kind of do good. You know, you start again, and you redo, and so on. It's not talking about tshuva and doing different ma'isim. It's talking about threading the needle of chidush and ischachus again. I would be toyim the tam of when we say shetechadesh aleinu shana toiva, we tend to take for granted the basically shetechadesh aleinu just means sort of be goyiz on us, kind of. That's sort of that we don't put an emphasis on it, and it's the shana toiva that we I think the hadgasha is ashetechadish in Shana Teiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us chidush in this year. In other words, a person can have in gashmis and in ruchnias, can have all sorts of good things, but with no neshama to it, with no chidush to it. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah of shayfa, is keneged the inyan of the Vayipach Ba'apov. That koyach of neshima in the Bria, that's the most ruchnistic connection to the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is given, and therefore I call neshima. It's something which is every breath. So the Vayipach Ba'apov, that maisa neshima of the Bria, that's Rosh Hashanah, that's the mitzvah tkiya shofar. So if there's a zman that's misugal to chiddush and ischachus, it's dafka this man. We say there's a shaila that's revachas. We say we're mekabel malchus shamayim every single day, twice a day. We say krishma, so that's kabel zol malchus shamayim. And yet, we have a chiv malchus kedesh atam lichuni aleichem. So, I mean, manishtana, what's the difference between the kedesh atam lichuni and the Shema Yisrael? The Gemara actually has a shayla Shema Yisrael. Is malchus? It is malchus. We pass against malchus. We say it as one of malchus. So what is the difference? So I'd like to sort of give a parallel track to it, a something similar to it. It says by Shmuel, Klal Yisrael had asked for Shaul became the Melech, then they became disenchanted and so on, and they stopped obeying, and then it says, Vayim Shmuel Lechu v'nelcha gilgul unechadish sham hamlucha. Let's go there and let's be mechadish demelucha. The mechadish demelucha doesn't mean that we're going to crown him again. There was no halachic change in his status. When people stopped obeying him, they didn't. He didn't stop being a king, and there was no crowning again. So nechadish melucha doesn't mean let's make a new melucha. It means the malchus remained the same. The halachic framework for the malchus and the physical malchus remained the same. but it had run out of steam. And now it was something which was being mechadish. It was adding chiddush to the malchus. We pride ourselves that Baruch Hashem, we do a lot of mitzvahs and we've got wonderful things. And any mitzvahs and averis that need some sort of tikkun, that's the time for that is Yom Kippur. That's when we make changes and fix up those maisim, where the mais is the problem, where we need a new mais, a mitzvah, or improve the mais, a mitzvah, or something along those nature. Rosh Hashanah is a time when we restore the neshama to the mitzvahs. It's interesting how in Tkiyas Shofar, neshima is a very important part of it. If a person makes a tkiya as long as the galus, but if it's not separate and discrete pieces, it counts as one tkiya. So a person can blow a long tkiya at the end of one, you know, tkiya of one segment of tkiyas, and no matter how long it is, it's not going to be the start of a new segment unless there's a neshima there. Because Shofar is the mitzvah of neshima, in neshima, each piece being its own entity is critical to it. The skula of the Zman of Rosh Hashanah, the yichud of Zman Rosh Hashanah, does not lie so much in the fixing of the Maisa mitzvah, as much as it is the bringing in the chiyus and the chidush and the neshama and the neshima into the existing mitzvahs. Maybe that's the pshat in the tefillah. V'yoyme koyla she neshama ba'apoy Hashem el kei so melech mochusu kol mashallah. And the pshutoy, basically we want everybody in the world to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and Malchus is his and so on. So V'yemekal Shama Be'apoy is kind of, I guess, just a flowery language. Because I said V'yemru Koil. I mean, Hashem Shama Be'apoy is not of any special, it doesn't seem to add anything. But no, maybe Dafka, the Chiddush here is not that everything says Malchus. That's normal. That's like Pirkei Shira. Everything says something about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person is Mekabel Hashem every day. It's a Maisa Mitzvah that he does, and so on. Rosh Hashanah, the Chiddush is that the Malchus is the Malchus is being Nischadish. And in order for the Malchus to be Nischadish, it has to come from the Neshama, from the neshima, and therefore the pasuk says the yichud of Rosh Hashanah. What we want, what we hope for, is not only that the whole bria should be makia kadosh baruch hu, but that hakara should be of the second track. That every moment there should be a new hakara of Rosh Hashanah. But yoyim akoyl hashem neshama be'apoy hashem akoy yisrael melchus v'shalom. Everything that has neshama and neshima, everything that lives in chiddush, should proclaim malchus, and every moment it's a new malchus because it's given a kol neshima neshima.